The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Are you or your loved one in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Dr. Yardley has had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of different procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to right here in the Northwest to get treatment from Dr. Yardley. So listen and learn about his unique and natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. Vonna has a great story. She grew up in New Mexico. When she was 12 months old, she was hemorrhaging due to loss of calcium in her legs, and the doctors gave up on her, told her parents that they couldn't do anything to help her. And her parents learned of a doctor 400 miles away that did the same type of work Dr. Yardley does. She had to move in with her mother because her mother was closer to Dr. Pond, who's now deceased, so Vonna could get treatment. And it's because of this doctor that Vonna is alive today. Vonna was unaware that there was another doctor like Dr. Pond in the area. Then she went to see Dr. Yardley, and her right leg had quit working. Her left leg felt like hot water was being poured on it. And Vonna, what a story. Welcome.
Well, thank you. It is a story. I'm very excited about my story.
So how did these problems, how did they affect your life? I mean, I know you were young, but it had to be very limiting in terms of activities you could undertake.
Well, definitely. I was walking at 10 months and then stopped walking at 12 months when this calcium was being stripped from my legs. Yeah. My body was doing it to itself.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the hemorrhaging internally, they couldn't find the cause or the source. My parents, being the dutiful people that they are, they were taking me to get all kinds of testing done.
Yeah.
And then basically, truly, the medical field did say there's nothing more we can do for her. You'll just need to put her in an institution, forget you have her, have other children, move on with your life. But that was in the 70s. It's what they did then.
Yeah. So that sounds a little bit like disease care versus health care, as
that
Dr. Yardley would say.
Right.
So previously, you went through all these other methods to try to resolve this. Your parents found Dr. Pond. Dr. Pond did the same type of work that Dr. Yardley does at the Yardley Institute. So when you then started to see Dr. Yardley, do you recall what your first treatment was like with Dr. Yardley? Do you recall back to that?
Yeah. Dr. Yardley was 4 years ago this month is when I started with him. And I started as a patient first before going to work for him.
Yeah, so you do work for Dr. Yardley. I want to get into that.
Yes, I do.
So what was that first treatment like with Dr. Yardley?
The first treatment was surprisingly very gentle, very did anything happen kind of mindset, mentality. Yeah. But like you pointed out, my right leg wasn't working. I literally was having to hold on to people and close my eyes and focus and make my right leg step forward. My left leg felt like there was hot water running down it, and I would sometimes stop and look and feel, you know, was there water actually there? Because I could feel the water.
Yeah.
And of course, there was nothing there.
Yeah. So, as you know, I'm a fellow patient of Dr. Yardley.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You have seen me at the clinic, taking care of me at the clinic at the Yardley Institute. So, can you talk about the improvement in your condition as a result of the treatment you've gotten from Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute?
Well, I'm walking normal now. Yeah. You've seen
yes,
me as I come and get you to measure you. I am walking normal now. And I remember when this first started thinking, I wish there was a doctor like Dr. Pond in the area. And at the time, I didn't know. I listened to his program a few years back.
Yeah.
But then my dad is the one that really pushed for me to go see Dr. Yardley when all this was first starting.
Yeah.
But as I have started walking normal, and it didn't happen overnight. And, you know, our body takes time to heal. It didn't happen overnight, and it doesn't heal overnight. So I was very, it's been a journey.
Yeah.
I love the fact that Dr. Yardley walks through this journey with us. He doesn't just say, you know.
Yeah.
He walks through it with us.
Yeah, I like that about Dr. Yardley as well. So in this journey now, you've arrived to this point where I wouldn't have known. I've been with you a number of times. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have known you'd have these challenges. So I see that you walk better, that you're very joyful.
Yeah.
So how else has your life changed as a result of working with Dr. Yardley?
My energy levels have increased. I feel better coping power, when stress levels hit, stressors hit. My way of thinking has changed.
Tell me about that.
Well, I did tend to be kind of a negative person. Mm-hmm. And then I had worked for a chiropractor down in Texas who was a full spine chiropractor, learned a lot under him as far as the education, then moved out here to Washington, and I went to work for another. I was in the medical field. Mm. I mean, it was a good job, but it wasn't my heart. And chiropractic is my heart.
Yeah,
I love the wellness approach to life that Dr. Yardley teaches or encourages or guides us for.
Yeah.
But I was struggling a lot with mental and emotional stressors, I guess.
Yeah.
And as I've healed, I wouldn't have classified as brain fog, but all of a sudden one day I realized, you know, I'm thinking more clearly and I don't have the emotional fatigue.
Yeah, that I did. No, I've heard that from a lot of doctors out of these patients about the brain fog going away. Mm-hmm. It's amazing what happens when the body regains its ability to heal itself.
And I don't know if everybody knows this or not, but Dr. Yardley's been recognized by the state as the work he does for the post-traumatic brain injury healing.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there.
It's funny because Dr. Yardley never mentions that because he's
a humble guy. No, he doesn't. He's very humble.
Yeah. And now that you have gone to this point in your life where you feel so much better, you're walking better, the brain fog has lifted for you, you went to work at the Yardley Institute.
Mm-hmm.
And what's it like to see people who were suffering like you were?
Oh, my goodness.
What's it like to see their journey?
So enriching. So enriching.
Yeah.
Recently, I was with a patient, and I told her, I said, I'm going to talk about you. I won't say your name because she says she's going to come, wants to come talk to you at some point.
Yeah.
But she and I were doing her wellness assessment. That's basically where the patient gets to tell us how they think they're doing since they started under care. And we both were in tears because she's so excited. She didn't tell Dr. Yardley she had asthma issues. She's had asthma since she was 15 years old. She's in her mid to late 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, she's been realizing, I'm not having asthma attacks. I can run.
Yeah.
And when I run, I don't wheeze like I was. And that right there, that is worth it to me to be there at Dr. Yardley's and just to meet all the people. I love people and to meet them and see them basically crawling in. Sometimes they come crawling in and they're up and moving within as soon as their body is ready.
Yeah.
And so.
So, Vonna, what would you tell people who are on the fence about going to see Dr. Yardley?
Come see, at least come talk to us. We can answer all your questions right there. Happy to do so. But come on in, you know, come see us.
Good. Well, that's Vonna's story, and it's a great one. Thank you.
Thank you.
Find out if Dr. Yardley can help you get healthy. Don't put it off any longer. You've just heard a great example why that's not a good idea. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman with a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Mike, so it was sciatica. I had that too. You ever get the thing where it felt like there was something shoved in your foot?
My whole right side. I had an issue with my whole right side and the sciatica. I mean, it got to the point where I was literally thinking that I was going to become wheelchair bound.
Wow.
I suffered with it for a very long time. I've tried lots of things to solve this. Massage therapy, other chiropractors doing different things, not what he does, but. Yeah, I've tried a lot of things for a long time.
How has your life changed now?
Oh, totally life-changing. I now can move. I was before, with the sciatica especially, I was afraid to just twist or turn. Sitting down, I had to be careful. Standing up, I had to be careful. I couldn't hardly get on my knees. I've got grandkids now, and it was really starting to bug me that, you know, I couldn't be as active as I wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now it's like you said, the day after was just amazing.
Yeah,
it's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to describe it.
More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
We're back. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. from the Yardley Institute here with me.
Hi there.
And we're going to talk to one of your patients, Arlene, in just a couple of minutes here. Now, Dr. Yardley, she has a lot of the kind of things that we hear about, hip pain, leg pain, neck pain, some pressure stiffness, even headaches. But this other malady that she mentioned, interstitial cystitis.
A mouthful, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
What is it?
It's actually a chronic, severe, almost permanent bladder infection. And there have been books written about living with it. I mean, they talk about you can't go out and play a game of golf because you have to keep running to the bathroom. I mean, it's just a miserable thing to have.
And you've been able to help her with this?
We've had people come to us with this, including Arlene, that have reported an excellent response.
Okay, we got to find out what's going on with that. Let's get Arlene on the phone here. Arlene, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Dr. Yardley is here keeping me honest.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Dr. Yardley.
Hi there.
So, Arlene, let's start by finding out what you were suffering from. I understand you had some pain with your hip and your leg, some neck pain. Tell me about that.
Actually, I was in very bad shape. I felt very, very old. I was not able to hardly walk or sleep. I was in so much pain. It was a combination of bursitis and sciatica and my neck and just a lot of stuff that were just compiling, and to the point where I knew that if I didn't do something, I wouldn't be able to function.
And I understand you had a malady which I had not heard about before called interstitial cystitis.
Yes, I also had that to deal with,
and
which is very painful.
And ongoing, right?
Yes, it's ongoing. It's not a constant thing, but it's definitely ongoing. And like I said, it's very painful.
So you went to see Dr. Yardley.
Yes.
And I know you'd heard about him from a couple of friends.
Three, actually.
Wow. And so what was it like? What was the procedure, the adjustment like? Was it painful? Did they put you on the rack and twist you around?
I have to tell you, I did not feel a thing. And if I may just add in this, years and years ago, I went to a regular chiropractor, and I swore I would never do that again because, it wasn't a permanent fix, and a lot of times it made things worse.
Uh-huh.
So when I finally got the the referral from my three friends, I thought, oh, okay, I have got to try this because they can't say enough about Dr. Yardley, so I went.
And what was the procedure? What was the adjustment actually like?
I didn't feel a thing.
Well, how'd you know he did something?
Well, because I was laying down, and he was doing some movement with his hand, but like I said, I never felt anything.
Very subtle.
Very subtle.
So did you notice, was the change gradual, or did you see an immediate change after that?
Well, as far as the pain, that didn't happen immediately, taking that away, but when I had gone for my first adjustment that day, I had been sick, and I don't know, how do I say this without being too personal, but I was having a hard time. It was kind of a blockage that was going on.
Got it.
Well, right after the adjustment, I went and sat down, and immediately I was able to burp.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It was, it's kind of like, I thought that was very cool because I'd been dealing with this feeling for weeks and thought I would never be able to get rid of that, pain.
Tell me where you are today. The hip and leg pain, the neck pain, the headaches, the cystitis. Where are you today?
I'm in an amazing place. At the beginning, when I started going there before anything happened, I couldn't hardly sleep because I could never find a comfortable spot. I feel 10 years younger. I walk faster and longer than I have in probably 15 years. I sleep with no pain. I don't feel that pain anymore. And I used to have migraines. And those have pretty much subsided altogether.
And the interstitial cystitis has been relieved some too?
Yes, that's minimal now.
Wow.
Yep.
So what's
I can't say enough. I've told many people I am a new woman. It's just, I never thought I'd feel this great.
That's a ringing endorsement. What do you think of that, Dr. Yardley?
Well, I'm impressed. I would go see the doctor she went to.
I recommend him, Dr. Yardley.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Arlene, this is just a powerful story, and I really appreciate you taking the time to share it with us.
Oh, you bet. I hope that somebody takes what I said and thinks about their situation and, doesn't don't wait, because if you wait, you're putting off feeling great. And I'll be 69 in 2 months, and I feel like I'm in my 50s.
And she looks like she's in her 50s, too. Oh,
sounds great to me.
Yes.
Thanks.
Arlene, it's been a pleasure.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Arlene. You
bye-bye.
Take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at YardleyInstitute.org.
Rick's a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and he'd been dealing with leg and low back pain and sciatica for 10 years. So, Rick, what happened after you started care with Dr. Yardley?
After about 3 weeks, my pain started decreasing, and then probably at the end of 2 months, I was doing fine. The whole nerve pain in my left leg's gone. The needle-like sensation that I had in my calf for 10 years is gone, and I'm back to working my regular job and business, and then doing fun things, scuba diving and other things.
Nice. So you didn't have to cancel that vacation.
Yeah, the vacation was a scuba diving trip down in Santa Barbara. And all I was thinking about was I wasn't going to be able to do that because my back pain and the leg pain had gotten incrementally worse.
Okay, but you found Dr. Yardley. You're no longer in pain. So how was the vacation?
Well, it was fantastic. I got to dive some places. It's like a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Awesome. I take it you'd recommend Dr. Yardley.
Oh, absolutely. It totally fixed my life.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Welcome back to the show. It's Todd Herman. You've heard me here on Cairo. You heard me on KTTH. You know, myself and Frank Shires. Frank does the evening news here on Cairo. We get the good, fun opportunity to talk with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and it's outside of the clinic because Frank and I are both patients of Dr. Yardley's. The phrase, restoring health, improving lives naturally, it's a show that focuses on, Doctor, what you do at the Yardley Institute. But it's also who you are. And I've learned this over a couple of years with you. Restoring health naturally. You say the healthcare business versus the disease care business. Can you explain that?
Yeah. Yeah. See, we're raised in a society where we consider health as being the absence of symptoms. And so our whole healthcare system is all about identifying and attacking, trying to get rid of things. The problem with it is this, with chronic illnesses and chronic disease syndromes, quite often they can't get rid of it. It becomes more of a containment approach, and thankfully so. I mean, let's take what we can get. But it doesn't correct the underlying cause. Now, healthcare is a different story. It's really not about identifying, labeling, and attacking. It's all about looking at control systems within the body. What's working? What's not working? Why is it not working? And what will change if we get it working?
So since I've become a patient with you, I got to think, probably on a casual basis, 30 people in the Welcome Center at the Yardley Institute, where I get the free water. You always have the high-class water from New Zealand. I've also met people here at the radio station where I've recorded ads with them. There's a commonality that I find that people go in for one core issue. They might go in, say, for fibromyalgia. In the case, my case, I went in for joint pain.
Mm-hmm.
But the commonality is other symptoms start to go away.
Right.
Like my joint pain went away when you worked with me in really gentle, non-invasive care.
Mm-hmm.
But then I realized my headaches were gone and I didn't have sciatica.
Mm-hmm.
So can you explain that dynamic? Because I think that is maybe even makes people feel a little skeptical that, wait, one treatment did all those things.
Well, that's the core of a healthcare approach. A healthcare approach is not about eliminating this or eliminating that, but about getting that body to function at a much higher level, at a much better level. And in so doing, then many other things that you perhaps weren't aware of, or you were aware that they weren't working as well as they did 10 years ago, suddenly they start kicking in. They start working. You start sleeping better. You have more energy. And that's different for each person. Each person has their own story on that.
At the Institute, Dr. Yardley, you shared something with me about our spinal cords. You shared something with me that's just made it remarkable for me when I think about what you do. If I were to say to you, if I were to skip every third word in a sentence, right, it's gobbledygook. It doesn't make any sense to anybody. You can't communicate that way. And I grew and understood that our bodies, our brains,
can somehow be impacted in being able to send healing signals. You explain that so much better than I do because you're actually a doctor and I'm not. So can you talk about that?
Well, the body's default setting is to heal itself. It really wants to heal itself. It's trying to heal itself. So if you're searching for health or a solution to a problem, it's simply a matter of finding out why it's not happening, why it's not occurring. Now, you'll find that the brain and the body are connected. There's a brain-body connection, and it creates systems that control and coordinate and enable and facilitate the body to heal. And in fact, that happens thousands of times every day in our lives. We're not even worried about it until one minor or maybe not so minor instance, it doesn't work anymore. It doesn't seem to be happening. And that's where our concern gets. That's what we start focusing on. But the truth of it is, what we do is tapping into a system that's working just fine most of our lives, and for most parts of our day. It's just the short times that it doesn't that we start having problems.
I've explained it to people by saying what happens if the brain-body connection is severed. It's really, really bad news, right? But if it's impacted, right, it's not great either. So I guess when people get focused on a symptom, mm-hmm. I guess I hear you saying that doctors, sometimes people who are in the disease care business, you come in and you've got sciatic or acid reflux. So they say, okay, well, let's fix the acid reflux.
Correct.
Now, does that sometimes take on the characteristic of buffering the symptoms or making it so that you don't feel the symptoms? Is that sort of disease care as well?
Well, often it is. It's like, you know, take a painkiller because you got a pain. What's the painkiller do? It doesn't fix the cause of the pain. Pain is the body's way of saying, hey, something's not right. We're looking for help here. And you cut the signal off so you don't feel it anymore. That's somewhat the same as turning the fire alarm off when it goes off rather than putting the fire out, you see?
Right, right.
And the example you used, acid reflux, I mean, there are many modalities that have been developed to try and deal with acid reflux, but while they give temporary relief, they don't generally give long-term correction.
Right. And so I once explained this as a princess and the pea syndrome. Mm. Right, that you the book The Princess and the Pea, mm-hmm. figure out who the princess is by who can feel the pea under a stack of mattresses.
Mm-hmm.
So the medicine and the surgeries, that's just kind of stacking mattresses sometimes, right?
The pea
is still there, and it's eventually going to bug you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now look, drugs and surgery save lives at times. We need it,
yeah.
But it's probably not the first thing that you want to go to.
Right.
And the vast majority of the patients I see coming into my office, we're the last resort. They've tried everything else and it doesn't work. And they're kind of, okay, we'll give you a shot at it, you know. And I've even had those come in. I mean, I've had spouses very recently bring their wife in. The spouse wanted them to do what we did. And she tried so many things that had failed so much, she didn't want to do it. Somehow, he got her to try us. She's doing much better now.
Yeah.
So that changed, a complete turnaround in her attitude.
Yeah, I've encountered that. A lot of people wait to that last second, so don't. Mm-hmm. I mean, get in. If you tried the other things, the pills and the surgery, stop, right? Go get to the core, the brain-body connection, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Look, I've been a patient of Dr. Yardley's for years, and my sciatic is gone. My joint pain's gone. I used to get these headaches. They're gone. I don't get them anymore. But don't wait. Find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show, and it's just a $38 prepayment with your credit card. And that's a great deal because normally it's $148. That includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with the doctor. You'll find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show. It's just $38. Call 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. You can learn more and book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
We're back. Thank you for joining us here this morning. Dr. Yardley, in just a second, we're going to talk to Sharon, one of your longtime patients. Tell us about her.
Sharon travels to us from Orting, so okay. We're not close. And she originally came to us because her husband, who was a practice member prior to her, had recommended that she come see us.
Right.
Now, because the Yardley Institute is an institute of upper cervical health sciences, which means that it's dealing with primarily the brain-body connection at the top of the neck, few people realize that when you've got a problem out there, it can affect your gait, it can affect your ankles, it can affect your knees. And with Sharon, we've got a person that came to us primarily because of a knee problem.
So when we talk about realigning the brain and the body, what we're really talking about is what? Getting the body out of the way of a natural healing process?
Yes. When you've got a compromised brain-body connection, the communication signals are not working the way they're supposed to. And once you reestablish those, now the body is capable of its potential of healing.
Well, let's find out what Sharon has to say. Sharon, thank you for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
Dr. Yardley is here.
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Hi there.
So, Sharon, you travel all the way from Orting in to see Dr. Yardley. That's a pretty good hop. Why don't you tell us what it is that led you to go see him? What was your situation?
Oh, I had, I guess it goes back when I was 3, I fell 12 feet onto a real hard surface. Never, you know, I just know that because I was told that.
Okay.
But by the time I was 16, I was having severe pain in my knee, and I'm now 63. So it took all of these years until just a couple years ago when I went in to see Dr. Yardley. I finally found out that one leg was shorter than the other. My hips were rotated, you know, so that my whole body was torqued. I had a lot of pain in my back, my neck, my knee, you know, just really miserable. And basically been told that I was going to have to live with it. You know, there's really nothing, either that or it was psychological.
So let me just clarify here. Mm-hmm. You're telling me that you were living with pain in your knee for that entire length of time, like 40
yes.
plus years?
50 plus years, yes.
Wow. So yes. Had you reached the point where it was having an impact on your life? Were you limiting your
activities?
Oh, yes,
it always had. I remember back even as a teenager. There was things I wouldn't do, things I would shy away from. A lot of sports, a lot of different things like that, where I thought my knee might get bumped or anything, you know, I would shy away from it because it really hurt, particularly if it got bumped.
Okay, so what led you to Dr. Yardley?
Well, to be really honest, my daughter went in. We'd been in a car accident a number of years ago, and ever since, well, it took a few years before it showed up, but she was in really severe pain. She went to see him, and it's like miraculous. I am so excited for her. But I finally thought, wow, maybe there is just a chance. I'd given up, but maybe there was a chance that something could help me.
So you went into Dr. Yardley, a highly invasive process, right? Extremely painful.
No, it was just totally shocking. It was like, you got to be kidding.
Especially since we're working on the wrong end, right?
Yeah.
We weren't even close to the knee.
No. Just barely touched my head a little bit. It was like, it was just really strange. But so, even by the time I was even leaving the office, it caused sinus stuff. You know, I guess pain down the back of my neck and sinus.
Okay.
And I hadn't even realized that because I live in the Pacific Northwest. Everybody's got sinus stuff. By the time I was actually even leaving the office, I could feel my sinuses draining. I mean, I could breathe. It was just, by the time I got home, the pain in the back of my neck was lessening. You know, it was amazing.
So, it sounds like it was virtually miraculous to you.
Yes, to me it was.
So where are you today? What's your situation?
I can do almost everything. You know, granted my age. And I think it has done, you know, because my body was torqued for so many years. It did some permanent damage in my hips and stuff. But but I never feel it now. I'm just figuring when I get older, I'll start feeling it again.
Count on it.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to, because maybe I won't. I just figured maybe it's a little arthritis or something.
Let me be clear here. All right, so you're basically pain-free.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah. People can't believe me. I mean, for being 63, you should see me out. We live on some acreage, and I am always out hauling stuff. I mean, I do a lot of stuff. And everybody's going, I can't believe what you do. But I love it, and now I can do it. I used to just kind of cringe and be in pain and endure stuff. But now I can do so much more, and I enjoy it. I love it.
Does it amaze you that people live out there with that kind of stuff, not knowing that they could be helped?
Yeah. Like me, I've been told by doctors that it was psychosomatic.
Yeah.
And because they couldn't show anything.
Yeah.
And yet I knew that wasn't right.
Mm-hmm.
I knew, but how do you argue with a doctor?
Well, I'd say you just won the argument.
You better believe it.
Sharon, thank you for making the time to come on with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org.
It's Todd Herman here with Cheryl. Cheryl, what led you to see Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and tell me what your condition was.
Well, there are several conditions, mostly from years of panic attacks, sleep problems, neck and shoulder pain, back pain.
How about now, aftercare with Dr. Yardley? Are you sleeping better?
Yes, much better. I could sleep through the night, where before I would get up 4 and 5 times.
How about the memory and brain fog you talked about? How long before that went away?
I started to notice it within a couple of days, just noticing that I was able to stay on track easier with work. I'm a realtor. You have to remember a lot of things.
Tell me this, Cheryl. As a product of this relief that you've gotten from all of this pain, how's your life changed?
I have outlook now. Amazing outlook. I want to ride the Seattle to Portland. I really didn't think I could do that just a few months ago. I didn't think that it was going to be in my future. And I see a lot more things in my future now physically that I was starting to lose hope.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Welcome back to Todd Herman. I'm here with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Let's get into this. I've been studying the kinetic chain.
Yes.
The connection of the body, the kinetic five.
Right.
And it led me back to thinking about the treatment I've undergone with you because everything is connected. As I'm getting my movement analyzed, I'm realizing that, hey, the problem I have with the shoulder lift isn't actually my shoulder. My movement coach is saying, no, the problem is your glutes.
Right.
And it reminded me of when I went to treatment for you. I went in for joint pain. Mm-hmm. That was eradicated. And then sciatica was gone. Mm-hmm. And that made sense. Okay, it's connected to the joints. But my sinuses?
Mm-hmm.
I had a yearly sinus infection for 25 years of my life.
Yes.
And I don't have it. And I've met two or three of your fellow patients who were shocked that their sinus problem went away after having this treatment from you, and it brought me back to the kinetic chain. Now, I don't know that it's the kinetic chain applies to your treatment, but the connectedness does.
It does. What we work with is control systems within the body, normalizing control systems. And the body is always adapting to what's gone on in your life, throughout your life, the things that you've done, CrossFit, you know, things that we've done. I did Aikido for 8 years, and our body is adapted to those, and those adaptions become our problems. Once we restore control back to the control systems, then things begin to start working optimally again. And that's what your trainer's trying to do with you as well. He's trying to get this body to function in its optimal fashion, you see.
Yeah, so now I'm remembering back to when I sustained a neck injury in wrestling. And for my whole senior year, all my coaches made fun of me because I walked around with my neck twisted to the right.
Mm-hmm.
And that became an adaptation that I carried for years to, I guess, you know, make up for the fact of this injury. But this also, though, it manifests in these demonstrable ways. You stunned me when I went back in and looked at my x-rays from when I first went in.
Yes.
And the ridges that had gone away.
Right.
On my vertebrae.
Mm-hmm.
I knew you told me that was going to happen, but to see the visible evidence, is that an adaptation that we grow these bad ridges?
Well, that's true. They're there for a reason. They don't happen for no reason at all. And so once you remove the reason that they're there, the body
sometimes has the ability to correct for them and get rid of them. Other times they stay there, but the problem doesn't progress any further.
This ties to me to, I'm hearing a whole lot of people talk all the time about fibromyalgia, and they talk about neuropathy, and those are sort of disease names to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think of them as endpoints,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes. And that's correct.
That is right.
That is a very accurate. See, if you take a look at nerves, nerves communicate within the body. Pain is a communication to your brain. Something's wrong. Something's not working right. But if the control systems get disturbed, then they become overactive. And this can lead to things like regional pain syndrome or fibromyalgia. And then there's another thing that can happen, and that is the nerves begin to go to sleep. They begin to die. And that results in a thing called neuropathy, you see. So when you get a neuropathy in the legs, it can result in bizarre symptoms. Like one of the things with neuropathy is it starts feeling like there's a sock bunched up under your toes. And you look and you check, and it's not there. It's neuropathy is what's going on. Now, what I like to see in the patients coming in with neuropathy is if the neuropathy comes and goes, it means those nerves are still alive. And if they're still alive, then we can do something about it.
This is fascinating. And, you know, I've been your patient for 3 years, and I think about you now connected to CrossFit, as you're saying, and training. So let me see if I can map this back to maybe some other people might understand this. I know there's a guy at my gym, and he loves golf. That's his passion in life.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks he's developed a hip problem because mm-hmm. he's lacked this mobility. But that could be, you know, that could be the nerves coming from the shoulder. It could be coming from the neck, the upper cervical area. And these adaptations might be, hey, his shoulder shifted over to make up for this, to make up for that, but he's just feeling it at his hip, right?
That's right. And you see a lot of golfers, even like Tiger Woods, has been through at least 4 back surgeries, I believe. And these surgeries are, you know, the best effort to try and solve a problem at hand. But the golfing has certain, it uses the body in certain ways. In fact, every form of exercise, there is a culture around it, and it uses the body in certain ways, and those ways lead to problems. So like I work with a professional golfer, and he's young. He's in his 20s. I don't want him to end up like Tiger Woods. So we're building into his program of care. He's already got back pain. So we're dealing with that. That's getting better. But we've got to retrain his body to be able to enable him to do this for the next 20, 30 years without ending up like a lot of the pros do.
Yeah, but sometimes the problems come from not having activity, but being busy sitting at our desks, right?
Well, so true. If you take a look at society, you're going to find that all of our work is done in a 3x4 box in front of us. Computer, working on driving the car, working on watching TV, and that leads to this whole breakdown.
Yeah, and you know, I think it was like the veal cage. Not to be blunt, but we do live our lives in these little cages, right? Mm-hmm. Trains, airplanes. And who would you rather have someone be doing? Really vigorous exercise, getting knocked around, or sitting all day?
The first. Yes.
So there's are going to be listeners who are not yet patients of yours, and they're hearing us talk about an active life, but sometimes you're forced to sit in these sedentary ways. But that also affects the adaptation, and that's also something that you can help people with.
Yes, and those adaptions become more and more of a problem as we get older. And you'll find that those adaptions in our society, one feeds on top of the other, feeds on top of the other. And guess what? We call that aging.
And all of a sudden, this little problem you have because your stool wasn't correctly aligned or your desk was not particularly ergonomic, now that's gone through that chain, and all of a sudden it's pain in the feet, or as you said, it's neuropathy or cases like that. Or the hip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or with time and breakdown, it can start affecting the sinuses. It can result in headaches. It can start resulting in asthma. Many of these other things can begin to evolve and develop with time with this breakdown in the body. Part of what we try and do with our practice members is we try and train them how to do things in their life to start offsetting the breakdown. I mean, we're going to drive. We drive cars. That's not going to change. But we can build into their lives things that will offset that. We use the slant board and things like that, which you've probably experienced when you come in the office. And we do that to try and break down old patterns and habits so that the body can once again become healthy.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiro Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. I'm here with a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Craig is from Olympia. You started going through the treatment. What's it meant for your overall quality of life?
It's much different. I mean, I can get up in the morning and bend over and put my socks on.
Yeah.
which doesn't seem like a big deal until you can do it again all of a sudden, you know?
Right.
Overall, it's just my whole frame of mind even is better because I'm not dealing with this constant pain anymore. From the headaches to the shoulder blades to the hips, it's just all so much better. So much more active. I am in the gym 3 times a week. Yeah. And so.
So as a former cop, you think you could still take down a perp?
Yeah. Show me one.
I bet you could. So what do you tell people who hear this, they sit on the fence, right? Craig, they've tried the ibuprofen. They've tried masking the pain. They've tried these other treatments.
Well, I've tried acupuncture. I've tried massages. I've tried a number of different things. And I would say don't be like me and sit out there and hesitate and wait and wait. Just go get it done.
I couldn't agree more.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
And we are back. Thank you for sharing a little part of your day with us. We're here with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. from the Yardley Institute. Now, Dr. Yardley, in just a moment here, we're going to talk to one of your patients, John. John had an accident many years ago. That is something that can trouble you for years.
It comes back and it just haunts you for years where you don't realize it, and then problems develop.
Well, let's get John on the line here. John, I think you and I have something in common because I've had some really nasty pain, particularly in my lower back.
I ended up not being able to sit down for more than about 10 minutes at a time without a sharp stabbing pain right up my spine.
Well, that certainly sounds familiar. And did you have this situation? My pain would actually move from my back. It would kind of go around my rear end and then kind of work its way down my leg, basically sciatica.
Well, that happened years later, and I don't know if it was related to that accident or not. I'm thinking it probably was. But, that sharp stabbing pain, when I would drive my car for long distances, like to work, 40 miles or so, the left buttock would go to sleep or else hurt like blazes. And then I would get this shooting pain down the back of my thigh, which sounded an awful lot like sciatica to me.
Man. Well, John, I know that when you're in that kind of pain, all you really want to do is make it stop. And, John, I'm kind of curious, what did you do to alleviate your pain, to manage it, before you finally went to the Yardley Institute for care?
Yeah, I tried using a pillow. I tried drugs, but really no relief from any of that.
Lee, that sounds like a pretty typical storyline to me. I know that when I had my sciatica, I used a pillow when I was driving. I used to eat a lot of Aleve or ibuprofen. That's a pretty normal progression for someone who's dealing with a lot of pain. They either self-medicate or they're looking for some device or some way to just make it stop, right?
It is. But for the guys, they'll just try and ignore it as long as they can and then finally break down and try and do some stuff about it.
Okay, so now, John, you finally went in to see Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute and found out you're a candidate for care. And Dr. Yardley did the first adjustment. What was your experience of that like? Because a lot of people tell us that they can barely tell that Dr. Yardley did anything.
Sure, I thought I'd gotten gypped.
Well, there you go.
I thought, well, that's nothing. There was no pain. There was no click, pop, or snap. I just kind of had a smile on my face as I was walking out, thinking, well, you've done it again, been taken in, but sure was a funny thing. When I had to drive a long distance again, I didn't get any of that, what I thought was sciatica. That deep pain in the back of my thigh was gone.
And, John, did that happen right after the very first visit with Dr. Yardley?
It sure did, yeah.
All right, so now you've been under Dr. Yardley's care for a while at the Yardley Institute. Have you seen a significant improvement in your quality of life, in your condition, John?
Yeah, I mean, I can drive as far as I want without any of those problems anymore, and that was a huge relief. And I've also noticed other things that I didn't really expect.
Those itchy patches, painful itchy patches you were having?
You bet, yeah. I had one spot underneath my left eye that itched. It was just an irritating itch, but it was the kind of itch that most people get from time to time, but it was in that same spot, and it was several times a day, and I knew something wasn't right. I also had some patches on my back that I would rake open with my fingernails, And at one point, I didn't have any T-shirts that didn't have a blood stain on them.
Wow. And those have completely gone away.
That's gone, yeah. It's completely gone.
Okay. So, Dr. Yardley, how can that be? Guy comes in to see you. He's got pain in his back. He's got pain down his leg. You treat him, and suddenly itchy patches on his body vanish. That's part of the whole brain-body connection thing, isn't it?
That's right. Controls everything that goes on in the body, virtually everything that goes on in the body. Can impact numbers of systems. John, how far do you travel? Where do you come from for care?
I go from Gig Harbor.
There you go.
And that amount of distance, usually about halfway, sometimes even sooner, I would start to get that horrifying pain. And it would take a little while for it to go away once I got out of the car and walked around a while. But it's the funniest thing. It didn't bother me unless I was driving.
Hey, John, so here's the big question. Anybody who is experiencing pain, would you recommend that they go see if they're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute?
Oh, it definitely is worth it. You've got nothing to lose, really, and everything to gain. If you're living life in pain, it makes everything tough. And if you, in my case, driving to work in pain made it tough to earn a living. And it's the kind of relief that you just have to experience to understand.
John, thank you for sharing your story. We are just delighted that you are getting such wonderful results with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute.
Take care, John.
Okay. All right. Bye.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org. Tune in next Sunday for Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.